There's been a victory today for regular hospital patients and their families. The New South Wales government has announced new concessions on parking fees at public hospitals. It'll save some families up to $200 a week. And the move comes after a Sydney teenager started a petition to bring down the cost of hospital parking. We first spoke to this young man, 14-year-old Gideon Goodman, in September last year. We then caught up with him again in October when the petition had reached more than 65,000 signatures and when he was handing it over to the then New South Wales Health Minister. Well, now his petition has gathered so much support, more than 70,000 people. It's inspired the government to slash hospital parking fees. And Gideon Goodman is on the line. Congratulations. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Can you believe this has happened? I mean, you put a lot of hard work into this.
Not really. I think it's been an amazing day. And my meeting with the Premier and the Health Minister earlier was really extraordinary. And just to see the change which is happening, and, you know, you really got to see it to believe it.
You tapped into something that upsets so many people, because we've got so much sympathy for people who are regular visitors to hospital that they just don't need that extra kick of being handed a $200, $300, $400 bill for their parking each week or each month.
Yeah, and I think it's part of the reason why the government acted so quickly. You know, 6 months is very quick for something to change in government, because it hits so many people so hard. And I know when I've talked to politicians, all of them have said, you know, I know it hurt. You know, it hit us too. And I think that everyone has that experience.
So we're going to be getting some news on this, I believe, on July 1. That's when the concessions will come into effect. You know, there's a lot of families around this state who will want to thank you for this.
Yeah, and I really think that they should be thanking the 70,000 people who signed my petition, because they're the people who have driven this change, and I've just been, you know, a conduit to sort of say, here's an example.
Yeah.
You know?
So there will be concessions for these families who are regular visitors?
Yes. As far as I'm aware, it's going to be if you attend for 2 days or longer in a row, or if you attend on a longer term basis than a week, for example, if you went once a month, or even once every 2 months, you would be eligible. All people with concessions cards, for example, pensioners who go to the hospital the most, the pensioners will be eligible, veterans, Centrelink beneficiaries.
Are you still 14 or are you 15 now?
Well, I'm 14 now.
You're still 14. What are you going to do with yourself? What are you going to do when you leave school?
Well, I want to go into med, and then perhaps the journey into politics.
Into politics. I had a feeling you might be destined for there. We will track your progress, Gideon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Gideon Goodman, 14 years of age, he started the petition, and the New South Wales government has said, you know what, he's right. We've got to do something about this. You've got people who are slugged at a really exorbitant rate for parking in a hospital. They don't want to be there. They're not going off to the movies. They're going to the hospital on a regular basis because they've got a loved one who is in a very difficult position, and we should try and relieve some of that pressure on them instead of making it worse. Well done to 14-year-old Gideon Goodman. He's the young man to thank for that policy change from the New South Wales government.